Catholic News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, July the 5th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. The Trump administration due back in court this afternoon under orders basically to put up or shut up on the citizenship census question. Also, on our Friday rundown, the North Carolina Senate passes a bill requiring law enforcement to cooperate with ICE, plus the nation's oldest citizen initiative process under threat. First, our top story, spurred on by President Trump, government lawyers scrambled Thursday to find a legal path to add a controversial citizenship question to the 2020 census, despite their conclusion in recent days that no such avenue exists. The Washington Post reports census officials and lawyers at the Justice Department spent their Independence Day seeking new legal rationales for the question. The Post notes critics say it could lead to a steep undercount of immigrants, which could limit federal funding to some communities and even skew congressional redistricting to favor Republicans. A federal judge in Maryland who's overseeing one of three lawsuits on the citizenship question has given the Trump administration until 2 p.m. today to explain how it intends to proceed. North Carolina legislators have passed a measure in the state house that Nadia Romligon reports, if enacted into law, would force county sheriffs to assist Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, in detaining and deporting people.
The bill would mandate that county sheriffs comply with requests or other instructions from federal immigration officers to hold someone in jail, even if they were eligible for release under state law. Moises Serrano with the advocacy organization El Pueblo says instead of working with federal agencies, state legislators should be focusing on what North Carolina voters want.
Sponsors of this bill have actually said publicly that they have worked closely with federal authorities, so federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials, to craft this legislation. I think for us that's very dangerous to have national agencies creating and crafting state policies.
The North Carolina Sheriff's Association has issued a statement supporting the bill. However, Governor Roy Cooper has voiced his opposition, calling the measure unconstitutional. Additionally, a group of sheriffs from counties across the state have announced they will no longer detain people when requested to do so by ICE.
Last year, voters in Mecklenburg and Wake counties elected sheriffs who ended involvement in a federal program that allows local police to work with federal immigration officers in order to enforce federal immigration laws. A media report on abortion access in the U.S. puts the state-level divide on abortion policy front and center. More on the story from Jen Stanley.
It details abortion bans in 12 states and highlights states like New York that have expanded access to the procedure. New York's new abortion rights law, which went into effect in January, creates exceptions to a previous ban on most abortions after 24 weeks. Danielle Campamore, an abortion rights advocate with the 1 in 3 campaign, says the report stresses the need for people who live in states with expanded access to educate themselves about what it's like to access care across the country.
I think really it comes down to looking at grassroots movements, abortion funds in states, you know, with one clinic that provides abortions.
She explains the cost of terminating a pregnancy typically starts at around $500, but goes up when a woman must travel across state lines or stay overnight in states that require a waiting period. The National Network of Abortion Funds says hundreds of thousands of people a year ask for assistance with costs.
New York is one of only 13 states that have laws in the books that would protect a woman's right to choose an abortion, even if Roe v. Wade were overturned. Back in 1908, South Dakota became the first U.S. state that let citizens vote directly on laws through the initiative and referendum process, but a political blogger in that state believes lawmakers are slowly eroding the process.
Corey Heidelberger believes the ways used by voters to pass proposals at the ballot box have been under attack since 2017. That's when GOP lawmakers used emergency powers to repeal a voter-approved anti-corruption referendum, establishing ethics and campaign finance reforms, saying constituents didn't understand what they were voting for.
There's no data saying that any specific number of people went to the polls and didn't get what they were voting on. It's an ideological position. When you say to me that voters don't understand what they're doing, you're saying to me you don't trust the voters, you don't respect the voters.
Heidelberger, a Democrat and Aberdeen native, fell short in a recent signature collection effort to repeal legislation passed this year that creates a state registry of petition circulators and requires them to wear badges. I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, Eric Tegetthoff reports Governor Steve Bullock has committed Montana to reducing carbon emissions alongside 23 other states.
The Treasure State has joined the U.S. Climate Alliance, a group of states and Puerto Rico that has committed to the climate goals of the 2015 Paris Agreement, despite the Trump administration's decision to pull out of the global deal. U.S. targets from the Paris deal are a reduction in carbon emissions of 26% to 28% of 2005 levels over the next 6 years. Executive Director of the U.S. Climate Alliance, Julie Sakira, says Montana's place within the alliance is unique.
The interesting thing is Montana is more politically conservative than most other alliance states, and so they have a unique opportunity to develop Montana-based solutions that are going to resonate with leaders and constituents across the political spectrum.
The Climate Alliance, formed back in 2017, now represents 55% of the population and 40% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.